Hey, everybody, it's the Camshaft.
Hey, this is Dougie Fresh.
And I'm Kotlin.
We're from the Magic Hour, and we just want to say, if you like what you're here, if you like what you're about to listen to.
If you think we sound sexy.
Sexy.
Or you think we sound smart.
Pass it along to a friend, facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio in iTunes or on spreaker.com/Magic Hour Radio, and enjoy the show.
Yeah, please do.
Forever and always.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
3, 2, 1.
Here's my impression of Seth Rogen's laugh.
Welcome to some kid jokes. Jokes by kid.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Chicken.
Chicken who?
Oh, you're supposed to say chicken what?
Please welcome to the Magic Hour, Mr. Carl Stefanovic.
You can call me Carl.
You're nothing like Matt Lowry.
I'm going to get very cranky with you. I've got some very big stories in my time, and you're disrespecting that. You got some epic love.
Would you rather live in a world with no Bill Murray or live in a world with no Jeff Goldblum?
I'd rather die than live in either of those worlds.
Ooh, yikes.
I feel like we should be friends.
Well, maybe if you would invite me on Facebook earlier.
It's the Magic Hour.
Magic Hour is it's all over the place. It's a really fun, kind of weird, sometimes conventional, sometimes traditional, sometimes totally bizarre, all over the place.
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay?
Now here's your hosts, the Camshaft, Dougie Fresh, and Colin.
It's interesting because this is the first week that we've used the new intro where it clearly introduces me, Dougie Fresh, and Colleen. And Dougie Fresh and Colleen are actually not here.
Only one of three of that intro actually matter right now. That's it.
In fact, in the studio with me tonight, regular sub, regular fill-in, intern Jerry.
Hello,
on
hello.
The Magic Hour, KX93.5, Laguna Beach, KXRNLP. Thank you for tuning in. 949-715-KXFM is the number. Like I said, Doug and Colleen are off tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what they're agatting?
I have no clue. You told me to come here, and I said no questions asked.
If I remember correctly, I think maybe Colleen said she was going to the Grand Canyon.
I thought it was the Amazon.
It could be the Amazon.
Could be the Amazon. They're
and
similar.
I think she said she was going to try and interview some animals.
I think she had better luck in the Amazon.
Yeah, the likelihood of that happening, yeah. Just to not disappoint you guys, is slim to none. Again, I'm the Camshaft. That's Jerry. Intern Jerry, yep. Rather, in studio with me. You know, I have to start off the show with kind of continuing a thought we started last week, Jerry, which is that this show, The Magic Hour, is currently on earthquake watch.
Okay, that's I do right. Appreciate about that sound clip is it's thunder for an earthquake watch. You know, yeah, it just works.
Just want to update everybody. It's been a week without one.
What?
Although I know there was a little bit of a scare down here in Laguna Beach this week. Apparently, there was some kind of seemingly seismic activity that was later ruled out. It was not reported by the U.S. Geological Survey.
Oh, thank goodness.
But then again, what do those guys know? I mean, come on. Did you see the press conference after L.A. had a quake a few weeks ago?
Yeah, like the two people who were like, this is what the earthquake said. And the other guy's like, no.
Yeah.
This is how it is. Oh, okay.
I know. And
I saw
guy from the USGS.
Of chemistry in there, though.
Ooh. The guy from the USGS was like, hey, we do have an early detection system now. Okay.
All right.
And it was very successful. Everybody's like, oh, really? Oh, wow, that sounds promising. Yeah, we knew a full 2 seconds before. That's not even enough time to yell the word earthquake.
Okay, that's enough time for bragging rights. That's not like, okay, if you're in an area and there's going to be a fire, it's not enough time to save people, but it's enough time to say, I called that. So pretty much he just created that just so he can be like, I called it.
Exactly. Jerry, you've lived in California a large part of your life.
Yes.
Are you afraid of the quakes, my friend?
Oh, heck no. No, I know what fear is, and the fear is tornadoes. Tornadoes are a real
fear. Oh, you know
it from
living in the Midwest for a while.
Oh, my gosh. Those are real fear. Earthquakes do not rip your house up and throw them. They bring them down.
That is an actual fact.
Yeah.
That is an actual fact. You tuned in for the facts tonight, folks. KX93.5, the Magic Hour. Hey, so not only we are constantly on earthquake watch, and by the way, if you didn't listen to the show last week, Jerry, that noise that I played only gets played once. For if it is played a second time, it is during a quake
what?
While we're on the air. So we're in the clear right now.
Okay.
Nothing's going down.
Yeah. We're on the second floor right now, bring, for goodness sake.
Yeah. I do want to bring something else to everybody's attention, which is in Kansas City. This is in the Midwest.
Oh, of course.
A chimp escaped from the zoo.
I heard about that. Or multiple chimpanzees.
So I am going to put the whole country on alert that this is the start of Planet of the Apes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going down.
Yeah. Well, was one happened to be named Dr. Seuss, maybe?
I don't know.
No?
What was the name of this? Caesar?
Caesar was the first one, I guess. I don't know, but the first one happened, so who knows?
You know, if Doug was here right now, Doug, Colleen, miss you guys, he would be really freaking out. Because my biggest fear is an earthquake, right?
Yeah.
Natural disasters.
You're not from this area.
Exactly.
You have an unnatural fear.
His fear, his greatest fear, is chimpanzees. That's his greatest fear.
That's a terrible fear.
No, well, here's the thing. Chimpanzees, if they get on you, if they attack you, they can rip your face off.
But you can't put an earthquake down with a tranquilizer dart.
Yes.
I've tried.
Yes. I'm going to give you some applause for that one.
There it is.
I'm just saying that's a valid point. Plus, you see a chimp coming from afar.
Yeah.
You don't see an earthquake.
You can see an earthquake coming from 2 seconds. You can't see a chimpanzee maybe come from 2 seconds away. There's no early chimpanzee detector.
Intern Jerry, I like the way you think. And you might be promoted soon from intern.
if you keep this
deductive reasoning going, I'm going to get you promoted. Hey, do you want to play some Guess the Hashtag, Jerry?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Are you ready?
Let's
play some Guess the Hashtag. That's right, everybody. Guess the Hashtag on the Magic Hour. It's our roundup of Twitter for the week. Basically, each of us reads a couple tweets. The other person tries to guess the hashtag they have in common. Do you want to start us off?
Oh, I'm so excited.
So what I want you to do, read the tweet where the hashtag is supposed to be. Uh-huh. Say the word hashtag.
All right.
Here we go.
These ones definitely have something specific. All these ones we're reading have something specific in common.
All right.
All right. First one, of monsters and menstruation.
Wow. I don't know.
All right. Second one, tears for mild concerns.
I'm not sure. What's the next one? What's number three?
Number three? Super Trump.
Super Trump?
Super Trump.
Horrible movie titles?
Hashtag worst Coachella bands.
Yes! That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. I have one for you now.
Someone call Kenny Loggins. This game is getting hot. Hashtag. I'm getting older and learning that the side effect of growing up in a village is that I trust everyone and think no one will harm me. Hashtag.
I know this one.
Trust no one, question everything, tread lightly. Hashtag.
Oh my gosh. Hashtag. Trust no one makes me think X-Files. Say the second one again. I've heard that.
Second one is, I'm getting older and learning that the side effect of growing up in a village is that I trust everyone and think no one will harm me. Hashtag.
I don't know. M. Night Shyamalan?
Hashtag M. Night Shyamalan?
It's where you got a great tweet and then just craps out in the end.
No, it's hashtag Danger Zone.
Danger Zone.
In fact, the name of a segment on this very program.
Yes.
What's your next one, Jerry?
All right, next one. Hot Fudge Monday. Hashtag.
I don't know. Keep going.
Bath Salted Caramel.
Next one.
All right, finally. Pralines and cremation.
Oh! Rejected ice cream.
Yeah, hashtag rejected ice cream. You got it! Woo!
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a good one. I like that.
I love that one.
I love the bath salted caramel.
Yeah, bath salted caramel.
I think they only saw that in Florida.
Or Germany.
German.
All bad things that happen are either in Germany or Florida. Just FYI.
Yeah.
Next one here. Last one, actually. Hashtag. I almost told you the hashtag. All right.
Got it.
When Harry met Sally and she was nothing like her online profile. Hashtag. Kim and Kanye's infinite playlist. Hashtag.
Oh, I know this one.
Harold and Maude go to White Castle. Hashtag.
Hashtag ruin a rom-com. Yes.
Congratulations. I just want to point out, I was a little self-serving in Guess the Hashtag tonight. That last tweet was mine.
Really?
Harold and Maude go to White Castle.
What was that? Say it again.
Harold and Maude go to White Castle.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a good one. I actually had the same one for my next hashtag.
Do you really?
Yeah, it was while you were skeeting, Tommy Lee Jones's diary, and she's all fat.
Say what?
All right, everybody. That was Guess the Hashtag, the Magic Hour on KX93.5. I'm the Camshaft. That is intern Jerry along with me, filling in for my good buddy Colleen and my good buddy Doug.
Now back to the Magic Hour with the Camshaft, Dougie Fresh, and Colleen on KX93.5.
Lagoon is only FM.
Right, everybody. Magic Hour on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Hey, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio, twitter.com/Magic Hour Radio, instagram.com. I don't even think you can do .com Instagram. On Instagram.
I don't know.
Magic Hour Radio. Hey, also magichourradio.com. I think we have a Zanga.
Yeah, we got Friendster.
Friendster.
Back in MySpace.
Find us on eBay.
We have an Amazon account.
Oh, this is a real one, though. Like us. Can you like somebody on YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You can subscribe
like the
somebody.
Subscribe. Do you have a LinkedIn?
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
It's not even a real station if you don't have a LinkedIn.
Oh, we have. Oh, there's
you?
A.
Okay.
There's a LinkedIn.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay.
No. So but there's a LinkedIn.
You're not having a real DJ.
But yeah, that is arguable. anyways, YouTube. We're gonna be posting some videos on there. A lot more video content coming up. You know, kind of whenever we want to do it.
Why not?
949-715-KXFM is the number. Let's hop into some Hollywood 3. All right. Hollywood 3.
There it is.
That part of the show, we talk about a couple things from Hollywood. Tonight, big news, Jerry.
Yes. Yes.
The David Letterman debacle.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
So here's the update on it.
Last week, two big moments.
Literally a week ago, David Letterman announced his retirement
from
The Late Show on CBS, to which most people responded, thank you. This week, today, in fact, this morning, Stephen Colbert of the Colbert Report,
Stephen Colbert, or else it'd be Colbert's Report,
has been announced as his replacement. Thoughts, Jerry? What do you think?
Is this what they meant when they're doing the hashtag cancel Colbert?
Exactly.
They're like, cancel Colbert, give him a bigger show.
They got it right.
That's awesome.
What do you think, though? You think he's going to be good?
You know, I think he's got... Okay, I was talking about this earlier, and he's great with creating sketches. He's not really a sketch person outside of his solo character, but he's a great writer. He has great writers with him.
Yeah.
And he's got the personality to carry a talk show. I'm just interested to see the direction he's going to. Not just because he's a person who has a unique personality, but because we're in an era now where talk shows can be a little more unique. They have more freedom than they used to. So he can break
now,
away
here's
from
the
whole
thing. One could argue talk shows are going back to what they used to be. And I think I agree with that. Mid-90s to early 2000s talk shows, they ended up being this family-friendly. But back when Carson did it, back when variety shows existed in the 60s, they were risky. They did sketches. They did musical numbers. They did fun things. I'm happy to see that coming back.
See, I kind of agree and disagree. I think the 80s through the 2000s, I call it the cigar lounge time, where you had guys who were maybe a little bit older chatting it up. Some jokes were a little raunchy. Some weren't. Maybe some friendly. But now you got the Jimmy Fallons. You got the Seth Meyers. You got the pretty, you know, clean cut boys that families can adapt to.
Yeah.
And I think Stephen Colbert, even though he can be a little bit edgy, he can also come across as family friendly too.
That's true.
I mean, so I think it's going to be, we're going to see something different come out of this. And I'm glad to see the cigar lounge era end, but I'm interested to see the fun sketch era begin.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting time.
Yeah.
What's going to be interesting is all these guys are going to be trying to do the same thing now.
Yeah, they are.
So that's going to be a little bit weird. Colbert said on his show tonight, which West Coast hasn't actually seen yet, I got to tell you, I do not envy whoever they try to put in that chair. Folks, those are some huge shoes to fill and some really big pants. Congrats to Stephen Colbert.
Zing.
Next in Hollywood 3, I don't know if you saw it today, Jerry.
Girl Meets World. Yeah, I know. Oh, my gosh. I'm excited.
Now, to the audience of this show, you might not care, but Boy Meets World was on in my childhood. Loved that show.
Oh, it's great.
Had, on ABC. Corey Tepank of the gang.
Mr. Feeney. That show had everything. As long as they bring back the elements of, you know, growing up in the awkward adolescence with that wonderful mentorship of a random neighbor who's just old enough not to be creepy.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
He can't be like mid-40s
yeah.
With like a comb over. No. and like Dwight Schrute glasses.
Oh yeah, and by the way, I'm your principal now. Oh, come on.
That cannot go down. I'm excited to see this type of show come back. The only thing I'm a little bit worried about is it's on Disney Channel.
Yeah, that
Boy Meets World was on ABC when it came out.
Which is owned by Disney.
Yeah, but it's a network.
Is it on Disney Channel or is it on ABC Family?
It's on Disney Channel.
Oh my goodness.
So it's going to be aimed towards children.
Yeah, let's just hope that the Girl Meets World doesn't turn into Girl Meets Wild crazy parties like all the
Girl
other
Meets
Disney.
Wild?
Girl Meets Wild.
I don't think that's going to happen
like
on the Disney Channel.
Yeah, you're right. None of the girls from Disney Channel have ever gone crazy as they got older.
Fair point. 949-715-KXFM is the number. We're in the middle of Hollywood 3 right now. The camshaft, that's Jerry, intern Jerry to be specific, on the Magic Hour. Number 3, Hollywood 3, FXX.
Oh, the best story of all time.
Which is a new cable channel, not to be confused with FX or FXM or Fox.
Or FX Now.
Or FX or FXXX.
There's only two.
In a couple weeks, I guess, they're going to be doing a 12-day, 24-hour marathon of The Simpsons. Of
greatest idea ever.
Every episode.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's the best idea ever.
Now, you're a huge Simpsons fan.
Oh my gosh, I am.
Are you excited about this?
Yes. The only thing I'm not excited about is I don't own the freaking channel.
Well, I think the only person that owns it is Rupert Murdoch, technically.
True.
But
so
I know
he gets
what you
all
mean.
Of it to himself.
I think that's good for my personal health and yours.
Yeah.
Because we would not get anything done that week.
If I had the app and had the ability to watch it for 12 days, I would be fired from my job, divorced from my marriage, and put out homeless for the rest of my life.
There's an app that'll stream it?
Yeah.
What?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I am not going to get anything done for 12 days.
Well, you don't have the channel, do you?
No, but I'm thinking I might want to get it.
Subscribe to the channel just for the app?
I don't own all the DVDs because that's expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're not all on Hulu or Netflix or anything yet.
No, they only play a few on Hulu.
Those stinkers. The Simpsons, though. I read an article recently that said The Simpsons is going to be around for 50 years.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Do you agree with that?
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, we're on, 25 now?
25 or 26.
26 now. So we're past halfway.
1987 was the year.
Maybe 30, not 50. 30.
Do you think it's still relevant, Jerry?
I think it's learned how to adapt a little more, especially since the movie. I think people kind of put it down for what it is. Movie was great. But I think after the movie, they really concentrated on the show again. And it's become a little more relevant. Like the Lady Gaga episode.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh my gosh, that was so up to date.
It was really good.
So, yeah. I think it is.
Simpsons Marathon, everybody. That is certainly something to look forward to.
Yeah, it is.
FXX. 12 days, 24 FXX, hours. FXX. That's 500
episodes?
Hours.
Half hours?
How long are Simpsons episodes? An hour? Half hour?
Half hour. So it's 500 episodes. Yeah.
So that's like
250 hours.
10,000 episodes, actually.
Yeah, that's the math. That's exactly how that works.
Hollywood 3, everybody. The Magic Hour, KX93.5. Hey, so this isn't technically part of Hollywood 3 because the number 3 means we have to do 3 things.
Yeah.
But you were telling me something about Disney's Frozen.
Yeah.
And something going on with the merchandising. What's going on with this?
Like, there's not enough like toys or merchandise or something out there. I skimmed across the article. Maybe I'm like, you know, making this up for the heck of, you know, having a story, but there's such a because, you know, it's the most popular animated film right now. It's made more money than any other animated film in history.
Yeah.
They can't even keep up to pumping out the toys fast enough for the demand. Like, they're making dresses now for $1,600 for a Frozen dress for a kid. That's ridiculous.
This reminds me of Jingle All the Way. You know, like when they run out of all the toys.
I don't think many people know Jingle All the Way.
It's what?
Yeah.
Jingle All the Way is the Arnold Schwarzenegger Christmas family film. His son really wants the rocket tube man, and he has to go get it.
Because that was such a popular movie when it came out.
It wasn't? I love that movie.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Okay, so I liked Frozen.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
Fair.
I hear everyone saying Let It Go, but I haven't seen it.
I like Frozen, but I almost wish it never existed because I'm so tired of hearing Let It Go, covers of Let It Go. Then there was that whole Adele Dazeem thing.
Yeah, Adina or whatever.
Which fired everything up again.
Just memes left and right.
Adele Dazeem.
And It's like, okay, we get it. It made a lot of money and it's fun and stuff. I think Toy Story was way better. Toy Story, you win in my book.
Yeah, I'm kind of on you.
Oh, 9
I mean, on you with that. I'm kind of on there with you.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. I count on you.
Yep. Yeah,
we've given ourselves this challenge.
What? We're going to interact with somebody of the opposite sex.
I don't want to
once
my
a week.
Horn. But I think I'm much better at that than you.
The Magic Hour on KX93.5.
Normally you don't disappoint, Doug.
Tell that to my ex-wife.
Hello! So Dougie Fresh, Colleen, are not here tonight.
Nope.
Cam Shaft here with you. Along with intern Jerry. I almost called you Jerry Fresh.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how offended Doug would be if he was here.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So glad you could tune in, everybody. 949-715-KXFM is the number. If you want to listen to podcasts of this show, you can go to kx935.com/podcast or on Spreaker, spreaker.com/Magic Hour Radio, or you can even find us in iTunes, the iTunes podcast store, baby. We're in there. The only Magic Hour. We're the only Magic
Hour
in iTunes.
Wait, so they don't have the one for Magic Johnson from the 80s on there?
They don't.
Oh, man.
And that's the 90s, Jerry.
Oh,
get your decades. Weren't you born in the 80s?
I don't remember it. It's crazy. It's crazy
Unbelievable.
Time.
Unbelievable. This is going to be a good segment tonight because we both have one.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Danger Zone.
I'm actually a little afraid to do it.
Jerry, what does that noise mean?
Danger Zone!
Danger Zone! Danger Zone.
That's pretty good Danger Zone.
That's
you
right.
have to give that.
Danger Zone.
That was pretty good.
That was a good enough Danger Zone. Jerry, let's hear yours first tonight.
All right. First, I just want to talk about, this is my nightmare. I talked to you about it earlier, but there's this fish called the oarfish. I kid you not, it's the real life.
The orifice?
The oarfish. the horror fish.
The oarfish.
The oarfish. Or like, you know, just a paddle. I don't know why I got such a weak name for being such a scary freaking fish. It looks like a serpent. And I remember when I first saw it, I went to the Natural History Museum.
This thing is scary. We'll put a picture on it on the Facebook page.
And
the
I saw this like giant display. It was like a 30-foot display. And it's like, this is the oarfish. I'm like, oh, that's scary. It's like, don't worry. They're only at, you know, 5,000 feet below and you will never see one. No one's ever been seen alive. I'm like, oh, well, you know, thank Lord that this doesn't exist in real our area. Last week, I saw people, they're like, we got a video of two oarfish. And there's two oarfish swimming on the beach. And I'm like, nope, not swimming ever again. That's called a nope fish. I'm done.
I'm not okay with that.
No, not even. It's and they get up to 50 feet. That's called a nope fish for me. I'm done. Yeah.
So
that's my nightmare.
Should we be scared of the nope fish or the other one?
Well, like, they're both to me. The same thing.
This is terrifying. The last time I went to the beach, I was like, I'm not getting near the water because of sharks.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be...
The sea serpents.
Here comes the oarfish.
The only way I'm getting in the water for a beach now is if I have a sea captain with only one foot next to me because only he knows how to defeat the sea serpent known as the oarfish. That's the only way
I'm
doing it.
I think Ahab's busy.
Yeah. With a whale.
He's got a whale to deal with.
He's got a whale of sorts to deal with.
What is... The orifice, ladies and gentlemen. Not to be confused with the horror fish the orifice. My danger zone tonight comes from my chiropractor. So when I was away from the show 2 weeks ago, I was back in St. Louis, Missouri, visiting my family. Went to the chiropractor. Thought, you know, I'm going to go get an adjustment, right?
Yeah,
what's the big deal? Procedure is they do an x-ray, right?
Yeah.
It's a normal thing.
Yeah.
They send it off to the radiologist. They tell you if there's anything weird looking about 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
I get a call from my mom, who got a call from the chiropractor. First of all, don't know why she called my mom first.
Yeah.
She has my number on file. I'm 23. Love you, Mom, but call me, please. She says, hey, we looked at your x-ray, came back from the radiologist. Your neck is fractured.
What? You're dead. You're physically dead.
Your neck is fractured. That's I'm like, wait a second. I don't feel like it feels okay. No, yeah, there's a fracture.
Oh, my gosh.
So now I think, like, I'm afraid I'm going to have to get a cone of shame now.
Yeah, that's like how you deal with neck fractures?
I don't know. Cones how do you deal with neck fractures?
I'm pretty sure it's like same thing they give dogs.
Same thing they give dogs.
But obviously, that's got to work.
I'm terrified, though.
Yeah. Well, at least I know if I see a human wearing a cone of shame, I know it's neck fracture.
Hey, that must be Cameron.
Yeah.
949-715-KXFM is the number. If you have a danger zone, post it on our Facebook
Wait, is that the
page.
End of the story?
That's the end of the story.
Oh, my gosh.
My neck is fractured. I am actually talking to you right now.
I'm confused on why we're here, not at a hospital, to be honest.
It's a very valid point. If you have a danger zone, write on our Facebook wall, facebook.com/magichourradio. Tweet it to us using hashtag danger zone. And maybe you'll be in Guess the Hashtag
yeah,
if you do that.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm really kind of worried about it, Jerry.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know this. Thanks for bringing
it up. Do you
think
we can get Dr. Drew on the line?
Yeah. Dr. Drew,
maybe he can
how
talk
do
me
you
through
deal
this.
With neck fracture? Well, what happened in your childhood?
Yeah. Is your father still in the picture?
Did your mother do drugs when you were younger? That might be it. I wish you could do a Dr. Drew impression or else that'd be funnier.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can impersonate
Dr.
That
Drew's
guy.
Listening. I feel bad.
Yeah, he's not listening.
Okay. That's what he does. He spends his nights listening to talk radio shows to make himself feel better about how good he is.
I'm going to promise you right now he's not listening for two reasons, Jerry. One, he lives up in L.A. Now, you can listen online.
Yeah.
But two, he's hosting a radio
show right now.
I'm not going to tell you what station it's on because you should be listening to the Magic Hour KX93.5. Hey, let's do some Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Who would you rather? Now, if I'm not even going to explain this on the game. If you don't know how to play Would You Rather, then I feel sorry for you. Jerry, intern Jerry.
All right, well, since Cameron won't explain it, pretty much we try to think of, you know...
No, don't you dare explain it. They can understand. Listen, I'm going to turn this down for a second. If you don't know what Would You Rather means, then maybe you should call Dr. Drew. Okay, what's the first one, Jerry?
To all our listeners, I'm sorry for the discrimination we provide on this radio station. We do not reflect the opinions are there
yeah.
for...
The views and opinions expressed by the Magic Hour do not reflect those of KX95, its management, or the board of directors. Jerry, what is the first Would You
there
Rather?
There it is. First Would You Rather. Would you rather spend a night, and I've been watching a lot of Oz lately, spend a night in a maximum security prison like Oz, or a night in shelter in Antarctica? With no shelter in Antarctica.
I was going to say.
With no shelter.
Or in a very nicely heated home in Phoenix.
Yeah, all three.
But you're safe in Antarctica.
Yeah, but I think between me and you, this question would definitely differ quite a bit. I think you would not last as long in maybe Oz as I would because of a certain complexion I may have yeah. as compared to Antarctica for you.
The views and opinions expressed... Now, well, I don't know. That aside, I'm going to have to go with the prison.
Prison?
I think so.
Emerald City, it's for Cameron. All right.
Emerald City. What about you? You didn't even answer.
Prison? I would come in, act hard for a day, just so long enough that maybe they think I'm actually kind of tough.
Yeah.
Just in time for me to leave and them to realize I'm the wussiest guy in the world.
I'm going to go to a jail in Antarctica.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's a hardcore
best
jail.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
All right, what's the next one, Jerry?
All right, next one. Would you rather sit on a cactus chair? Sit on a cactus chair, a chair made of cactus.
A cactus cherry?
Chair.
Oh.
Just a chair. Chair.
Sorry.
Or sit on a chair with crap on it, like little poo.
Cactus.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's more comfortable, in my opinion, if you're sitting on poo. You can't shower cactus paint off of you.
Next one.
All right. Would you rather, this one's harsh, be poked with a needle with HIV on it or lose all your limbs?
Lose all my limbs.
Lose all your limbs.
Yeah, you?
HIV because it's treatable and you can't treat no limbs.
That's true. That's true.
If you lose your limbs, there's no treatable, I guess. Never mind, prosthetics.
Get Dr. Drew on the line.
Yeah.
Here's I have three for you.
Did
as well.
The needle? Is his parents of this needle? Did they?
Would you rather be able to survive a computer uprising, a la Terminator,
uh-huh.
or survive a zombie apocalypse, a la The Walking Dead. Now, here's a better question.
Survive?
Would you rather be in?
Yeah, like,
I don't know why.
I'll survive either if you ask me.
That's literally the dumbest way to phrase it.
Does it mean be a survivor in there so I'm dealing with it at the time?
You're dealing with it,
okay.
Yeah.
Computers. Computer really? Uprising. Not that I hate the zombie apocalypse idea, but oh my gosh, the Terminator era was such a defining time for me. T2, Judgment Day? Epic.
I don't think it's like meeting a celebrity. I think you're misunderstanding the question. You're in an apocalypse.
I'm freaking John Connor.
Are you?
I don't know. Probably not. Yeah.
I think I would rather do The Walking Dead. Here's the reason, the zombie thing. Because I know that I would always be smarter than my enemy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the computers, it's like, hey, man, they got me.
Yeah. But here's the thing, is you won't have to kill a loved one.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Think about that one.
That you know of.
I know that I'm not going to have to shoot you in the face one day.
Here's some quick ones, Jared. Would you rather be gorgeous or ugly but hilarious?
Oh, ugly but hilarious. And if anything, ugly for the hilarious, because the ugly will feed into the hilarious.
That's true. If you're hilarious, ugly is okay.
It makes it better.
And last but not least, would you rather shrink, if you had to shrink, to 1 inch tall, or grow to 3 stories tall?
Ooh, the old Ant-Man question.
To something you're used to be.
The old Ant-Man question.
Oh, this brings me back to preschool.
Back when Johnny Carson used to be on Lounge Time. I'll go with the three inches. Because
3 inches was not a good idea.
What was it?
One inch or three stories.
1 inch or 3 stories. No. One inch. Because I'm the kind of person that just want to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And if I'm 3 stories, I can't hide from that.
Yet you want to be the most hilarious person in the world.
Yeah. But they don't have to know I'm hilarious. I just am hilarious.
Would you rather be gorgeous and hilarious or live in a zombie apocalypse?
Everybody. Zombie apocalypse and gorgeous and hilarious.
That was Would You Rather, the Magic Hour KX93.5. If you have a Would You Rather, like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/MagicHour. That was my magic.
All right.
That's right, everybody. It's time for the Dirch Fall Awards on the Magic Hour, KX93.5. The Dirch Fall, of course, in German means to fail. It also means diarrhea, but I'm choosing to not include that part of the phrase. This week's Dirch Fall goes to a 53-year-old man from Virginia who works at a water waste plant, and he didn't like his coworker, so he put urine in his coworker's coffee.
What?
Now, the worst part of this, Jerry, is it wasn't even his own urine. He pulled it out of a toilet.
What?
So not only is there like nasty urine in there, and I swear we're not going to talk about this forever because it's really
That's
nasty.
Real
but there's
dirt
also
fault.
There's all kinds of
I thought
bacteria
you said there'd
there,
be no really. Mention of diarrhea in this.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, he was ordered to pay $5,000
in damages. Are you sure it wasn't plotted by...
It was not plotted. But anyways, congrats to you, 53-year-old man from Virginia, who will remain nameless because I don't want you to get in more trouble than you already are. The Dirch Fall Awards, everybody. Jared, you have... you want to do some kid jokes tonight?
Yeah, folks? Let's do some kid jokes.
Let's do it.
All right, so we got kid jokes, and what these are is these are jokes that aren't told, you know, to be kid-friendly, but these are jokes literally told by kids. These kids made up these jokes. So we looked around, we found some ones that we thought were funny or cute, or maybe a little bit of both, and
we
have them here. So here's the first one. All right, Cameron, how does a lion run faster?
How, Jerry?
Metal legs.
Say what?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like it.
So, what is a banana in a taxi called?
I don't know.
Banana day trip. It works on so many levels.
It's like,
it's a banana day trip.
Oh, the mind of a child.
Oh, the mind of a
child. I love it.
All right. What did the bee say to the other bee?
What?
I love plants. Hey, that kid worked really hard on that one.
And congratulations, Johnny from Virginia.
Yeah, okay. And here's the What's last the next one? I like this one. Oh, wait, no, hold on. I got two more. All right. So, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Chicken.
Chicken who?
A friendly chicken. The only kind that would knock and not barge down your door, probably. So, this one's my favorite. This is probably me as a kid, or this will be the kid that I raise one day.
Okay.
What do you call a dinosaur with no eyes?
What?
Shut up. That's going to be my awesome. Kid. Every joke. No, shut up.
That is so classic kid.
The kid knows what he's doing.
Oh, man. Kid jokes, brilliant. You guys. Brilliant. If you have any kid jokes, jokes written by kids, you can write those on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio. You can also tweet those to us. And I actually think, Jerry, that we actually may have a caller on the line right now. And I have a guess of who it is, but we'll see if I'm right. All Magic right. Hour at KX93.5. Who is this?
Hey, fellas. This is Ron from Kentucky.
There it is.
Woo, woo, woo. Ron. How are you?
What's going on tonight out there in West Coast land?
Oh, you know, same old, same old. It's a little fishy out here tonight. We're on earthquake watch constantly now.
Fellas, I know you. Man, so many earthquakes.
There's been a lot.
Gracious. Come on.
Ron, it's been a while since you called in. How are you doing, man?
Oh, doing great. I live, I heard your story right there. I live right on the border of Kentucky and Virginia, and I heard about this little pea thing right
there. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. I mean, hot pea just smells.
Verified.
I mean, really, it's, so it's gross. It's so gross. Fifth grade boy, it's gross.
Hey, so what do you think of intern Jerry's filling in for Colleen and Doug tonight?
Knocking out of the ballpark. They just don't need to come on back. You know, just lock the doors, take the keys away.
Wow.
You know?
Oh, wow.
I hope they're not listening now, Ron.
I mean, I appreciate it.
I'm gonna come out there and visit you guys sometime.
Really?
I'm all the time taking road trips. Yeah, I love out west. I really do. I travel a lot. I go out to Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. And
love
I've got to do something different, though, fellas, because, you know, every time I go, My girlfriend here, Erlene, you know, she always gets pregnant. You know, I go to Colorado. You know, yeah, Erlene's pregnant. You know, I go to New Mexico, come back, Erlene's pregnant. So you know what I'm going to do different when I come out there and visit you guys?
What?
I'm going to bring Erlene with me.
Hey, there, that's a good idea.
Hey, you should stop by the show.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to get out there. I listen to Waking Code Radio, and they do a lot of things. So I'm going to plan me a trip, hit Sedona, Arizona, and hit Integratron out Joshua Tree, and hopefully I can get out there before the earthquakes sink you all into the water.
Good idea,
please,
Ron.
Do.
Yeah,
oh my
gosh. I do. I want to come out there.
Hey, before I let you go, what do you think of David Letterman retiring?
Man, you know...
You seem really torn up about this.
Jay Leno, you know, I love Jay Leno. I love David Letterman. You know... Jimmy Fallon is really knocking out ballpark. He's really great.
Nailing
it. So who is going to take over for David Letterman?
Stephen Colbert.
Oh yeah, that is right. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, I saw it. Yeah, that's I'm going to miss David Letterman, but I guess there's a time to move on, and you know, it's.
I agree with you, man.
Very diplomatic.
I agree with you.
Yeah, he is a diplomat. I'm a Libra, so hey.
Smart move.
All right, Ron, good hearing from you. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
Hey, great.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, guys, I will talk to you next time.
All righty, sounds good.
All right, bye, fellas.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. I always love it when Ron calls in.
That's great. It is great to hear him.
All right, Jerry, that's it.
All right,
we are done. Thanks for filling in tonight, buddy.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for having me, as always. I love it.
Intern Jerry, usually on the show, Doug, I will ask Doug what we learned on the show tonight. Do you feel like asking me that question?
Yeah, Cameron, what would you say if we learned today? Oh, it's a song. Okay, what did we learn today?
We learned to never trust your chiropractor.
Hey!
See you next week, everybody.
And so it has come to this.
Thank you for tuning in today.
I have enjoyed every single minute of it.
Some programs and portions of programs presented by this station are recorded.
I'll see you along the way.
I don't like goodbyes, so I'm not going to use that word. Instead, I'm simply going to say thank you.
I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
And that's the way it is.
On behalf of our entire staff, good night.
Good night.
Good night. And good luck.
The Magic Hour. The Magic Hour Radio Production.